to everyone out there, and thank you for listening. Welcome to our first podcast, and I just want to say thank you so much for chiming in and taking the time to listen. Since this is our first one, I want to introduce myself a little bit. My name is Erin. I own a CrossFit gym. I'm a wife, a mommy. I also have a second job as an EMT. And so with all of that going on, I know how hard it can be to reach your health and fitness goals. So the purpose of this podcast really is to just, you know, inform you on a lot of the things that are going out there in the fitness world. It's to give you tips and real life application for you to be able to reach those goals. And so hopefully, you know, throughout the podcast and everything that goes on, you can really apply some of these tips or some of the knowledge to your life, and it can help you progress in the way that you want to in your health and fitness. So for today's podcast, what I want to talk about is habits for a new you. So the first point is to be consistent. And I want you to ask yourself, how consistent are you with your workouts regarding fitness? You know, do you go to the gym faithfully 3 days a week? Or maybe you do 3 days a week at the gym, 2 days a week at home. You know, what does that consistency look like in your life? Or are you the kind of person where you go to the gym one day this week, 4 days the next week? Oh, well, this week's kind of weird, so I only went 2 days. You know, how consistent are you? How important is that consistency to you? Because if you don't decide to be consistent, you're most likely not going to yield the results that you want. That consistency provides so much stability and room for progress, as opposed to, you know, I went 1 day last week and then I went 4 days this week, but I'm not here enough or, you know, at the gym enough to put in the work to progress in the skills and the lifting and the weight loss that you desire. So when it comes to being consistent, you know, I have a couple little tips which are also going to fall under the second point. But as far as working out, being consistent, first of all, evaluate the level of fitness that you're at and your goals. If you're a brand new beginner to anything, I highly suggest just going 3 days a week. Go 3 days a week, maybe it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Give your body rest in between so that you can recover properly and learn how to be consistent. 3 days a week is not asking a lot, okay? But it's learning to build that consistency so that maybe after a month of 3 days a week, you can start going 4 days a week. And then maybe after a month of that, you can hit 5 days a week. But you're not jumping in too fast. You're not all over the place, and you're learning to make the consistency of the gym a priority. The next question under, you know, are you consistent with your workout is, are you consistent with your diet? They go hand in hand. You know, are you eating really well one day? You're having, you know, whole foods and lots of meat, lots of veggies, little starch, little fruit. Or, you know, are you all over the place the next day? Do you wake up and you have leftover pizza for breakfast, and then you go to the office and you have 3 pieces of cake because it's Betty's birthday, and then you're like, oh, I didn't eat good, so I'm gonna have a chicken breast and rice for dinner? You know, where are you in your diet? Where is that consistency, and where do you want to be with that? You know, being consistent builds habits, and habits form a lifestyle. And the thing about being healthy and staying on track is that it has to become a lifestyle. Those habits have to be put into place and they have to be built in order to yield results, especially over a long time. You know, if you want to be fit when you're 70, 80 years old, playing with your great grandkids, you have to become consistent. You have to build the habits that turn into a lifestyle. Okay. So the second point that I want to talk about is be flexible. And some of this point is going to kind of fall back into being consistent. And I'm going to give you some tips under being flexible about how to be consistent with your workout and your diet. So, you know, while we want consistency in the beginning, that's the first point, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do everything the same every day. So when I say be flexible, what I mean is, you know, you don't have to be the person that, you know, I go to the gym at 6:30 in the morning every day, no matter what. 6:30, 6:30. Every day, 6:30 in the morning, I am there. And if it doesn't happen, it throws you for a loop. You're really torn, you're all over the place, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't go to the gym today, and I just can't do it because I normally go at 6:30. Give yourself a break and be flexible. Okay? Really, you don't have to make an excuse to not go to the gym if you don't make it to your normal workout time. I hear that a lot. Well, I normally come at noon and I couldn't do it because I got a conference call, so I'm just not coming today. Well, that sucks. I know you're in your routine, but be flexible. Say you got off at 5 o'clock that day. You could have come to the 5:30 class. Or be flexible with yourself in the fact of you don't have to do a workout at the gym. You can do a perfectly good body workout at home. So, you know, you didn't get to come at lunch. Well, after the kids go to bed or whatever, you know, throw on some workout clothes, set a timer, and do a 20-minute AMRAP of 10 air squats, 10 push-ups, and, 10 sit-ups. And I promise you, you'll see results from that. So be flexible. Be flexible with your workout plan. The other thing is being flexible with your diet. You know, for instance, I know it happens where people will meal prep or, you know, they get prepared foods that they take with them to work. But sometimes, you know, what happens if your boss is like, hey, I'm going to take everybody out for lunch today. And you don't want to be the one person that says no. You don't want to sit there and be like, oh, no, I can't go to lunch. Or you don't want to be the person that takes their prepared meal to lunch, which there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's not something you want to do, you have to be okay with being flexible. So, you know, if you go out to this lunch, your boss takes everybody out, you know, instead of worrying and being stressed and, oh my gosh, I don't have my prepared meal or I'm worried I'm going to eat bad, sit down, look at the menu, and find a meal that has a lot of protein, a lot of veggies, little fats, little carbs, and choose that one. And then don't feel bad about it. Be okay with being flexible. Okay, in order for you to be and feel successful, you have to have some level of flexibility or you'll drive yourself crazy. You know, and everybody operates differently. Some people are really good with a strict regimen and that's what they need. And I understand that. I'm the kind of person that I really like a schedule, I like for the same thing to happen at the same time every day. And I get it. But I'm also busy and life happens. You know, you have kids and the kids get sick or, you know, I don't know, maybe your car breaks down or things in life happen. So if you don't learn how to be flexible and be okay with that, you're probably not going to reach the level of success that you want to. Being flexible does not mean settling at all. It doesn't mean I'm going to settle for less or, you know, I'm okay with this, that, and the other. It just means that for today, life happened. I'm going to be flexible with it and I'm going to give 100% and take control of the variables that I can. Okay, so I hope that makes sense to everybody. So the third point I want to talk about today and the last one is simply, I just titled it, Don't Dwell. I personally think this is the most important point out of this entire podcast. You know, there's so many times where we miss a workout, we have a terrible day of eating, or both of them combined, and we just beat ourselves up about it. Then we sit and we fester over it. Then the negative self-talk begins. We start to tell ourselves, well, I messed up, so now I have to start all over. I suck, and this is why I'm still fat, or why I, you know, haven't lost any weight, why I haven't gained any muscle, why I never see any progress, and etc. And the list goes on and on and on. You know, and that's also when the excuses begin of, well, I messed up, so, you know, I guess it's just not going to happen, or I guess, you know, I just can't do it. And honestly, those are all excuses. And then, you know, the biggest thing I hear is, I failed. That's a huge one. I failed. Well, did you know that one definition of the word failure is the omission of expected or required action? So if you, quote, failed today by eating bad, not working out, or a combination of the both, that does not mean that you're an unsuccessful person. Simply, it means that you chose to omit, so you chose to leave out or not do the expected or required action of eating well and exercising. Now here's the cool part. Here's the key part of that statement that I just said. you choose. So he said it means that you choose to omit the expected or required action of eating well and exercising. You choose. That means it was a conscious decision to not do what you said you would or to not meet the intended goal for that day. Therefore, meaning you yourself, 100% have the power to fix it tomorrow. You have all the power and ability to make tomorrow great. So why don't you do it? Most of the time we don't do it because it simply means we have to take responsibility for ourselves and the decisions that we made. And that's really hard to do as a human. It's really hard to turn around and look at yourself and say, I made an excuse. I chose not to do this. And now I have to deal with it. But the cool thing is you're capable of doing and having what you want to achieve. Like, it's 100% in your hands. So no, you haven't failed as a person. You're not a failure in life. You're not a failure as a human being. You just failed in that one area by not doing the expected or required action of working out and eating well. That's simply what it comes down to. And I know that's a harsh reality, but we really have to step back and understand that. And so that being said, you know, here's my big tip under point number 3 is to get over it. Get over it. Get over the fact that you didn't eat well. Get over the fact that you didn't work out. And then move on. The best thing you can do is recognize the issue. Like I said, decide to take that responsibility and fix it. You have to put your words into action and then move on. So, you know, the next time you mess up, I want you to sit down and ask yourself this question. If I failed today, so if I, you know, if I did not do the expected action for today, which in our case would be exercise and diet, eating well, working out, what's the worst possible outcome? What is the worst thing that could happen because of that? Will you instantly gain 5 pounds? Will you never be able to work out again? Did you really ruin the last 5, 10, 15 days of eating well and exercise? No. The answer is no. If you, quote, failed today and you didn't do any of that, you're not going to instantly gain 5 to 10 pounds. There's no reason you can't work out tomorrow. Okay, the worst possible outcome for failing today is not taking responsibility, fixing it, acting upon it, and doing well tomorrow. So then after that, after you've asked yourself that, I want you to sit yourself down and ask yourself this. Can I choose to make tomorrow successful? Can I choose to make tomorrow successful? And the answer to that question every time is yes. And that right there should be your focus and what you dwell on. You should sit and dwell on making tomorrow successful. Or if you're in today, making today successful. Yesterday or the day before has no business playing a part in today. No business. What you did yesterday is yesterday. You can't change it. It happened. You recognized it, you moved on, and you fixed it. So let it go. Stop dwelling on it. What you did the past year, 2 years, 3 years, that's all done. That's all gone. It is 100% on you to focus on the future. And trust me, I know how hard it can be. Like I said, I'm married, I have a husband, I have a baby, we also have 4 dogs. Okay, I own a CrossFit gym, and I work a second job at a hospital as an EMT. Okay, but I purposefully, every day I wake up and I choose to be successful. And I'll be honest, most days aren't perfect, but I will give it my very best. You know, I'll sit down and I'll say, you know, today I'm going to work out. Even if it's for 15 minutes, I'm going to do it and I'm going to give it 100%. And so I'm going to be consistent in my working out, my time at the gym. I'm going to be as consistent in my diet but I'm going to be flexible because I understand that life happens. And sometimes when life happens, you know, we have, quote, failures where it just doesn't happen. I just didn't get to the gym today. But I'm going to recognize that. I'm going to accept it. And I'm going to move forward from it. And I'm going to focus and dwell on the success of tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, I'm going to dwell on the success in that day. And, you know, those are my three keys for you guys. And I hope they make sense. And I hope you take them to heart. And I really hope it helps. So that's the conclusion of this podcast. And I want to let you all know that if you have any questions about this podcast or something you want to ask me, I want you to write in because I really want to answer them. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to hopefully be able to help you. So what you can do is you can send in your questions to connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at CrossFit9110.com. And on Wednesday, I'll answer them on Instagram live. So our Instagram handle is CrossFit_9110. So, you know, Wednesday morning, I'll log on, I'll do a live answering of questions. I'll let it run for 24 hours. And if we get a huge response, I might even launch a mini podcast answering any of the questions that you guys have. But I want you to know that you can do this and you can make yourself better this year because you 100% have the power. So thank you guys for listening. And hopefully next week you tune in. The subject we'll be talking about next week is CrossFit. Will it hurt me or will it help me?